with you. Hallelujah. Father, we will bless your holy name at all times because your praises shall continually be in our mouth. For the rising of the sun, even unto the going down, there are. Father God, we thank you because your name is to be praised. Father, we thank you, Lord, because, Father, we know that when praises go up, the blessings come down. And, Father, even on this prophetic midnight call, that you have ordained the prophets and your people to stand and become watchmen on the wall. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you will let nothing by chance hurt or harm your people. Therefore, Father, in your matchless name, we declare, even now on this call will be a place of miracles. It shall be a place of new beginnings. It shall be a place of possibility. Father, we thank you right now that even as we stand in agreement, Father, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father, we declare and decree that your will be done on this call. We decree in the name of Jesus that you're setting the captives free. We decree in the name of Jesus that the sick is being healed. We decree in your master's name that they that seek you, they shall find thee. Father, we declare that you are our shepherd and we have no need or want for anything. Father, we declare the turnaround concerning our finances, concerning relationship, concerning business matter. We declare favor that shall be given and that shall be poured out towards us in high places. Father, we thank you right now that the enemy has already been under our feet. We give him no place, no thought in our life. Therefore, Father, we decree and we proclaim your name and we give your name and your name only the praises and the thanks now and forevermore. Prophet Naomi, open up the line so we can start praying. And we ask everyone to pray for at least a minute and a half, no more. Let's continue to pray in this Holy Ghost.
Thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We make a joyful noise unto you, all ye land, and we serve you with gladness, O God, and we come before your presence with singing, O God. We thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, O God. We thank you, O God, for leading us and guiding us along the way. We thank you, Lord, for ordering our step, O God. We thank you, Lord, for all things, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, O God, and we thank you, God, for sending your angels before us, oh God. We thank you, God, for healing, God. We thank you, God, for prosperity, God, because truly you are our healer, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for answering all the prayer requests and even the ones that did not request healing. But God, you know who they are, God. You know their hearts and their mind. You know what they're in the need of, oh God. Oh God, heal them, oh God. Oh God, and we thank you, God, for all that's on the line. We thank you, God, for our family, God. We thank you for covering our family and covering us, oh, God. We thank you, God, for shielding and protecting our children, oh, God. We thank you, God, for giving us the right mind. And, God, we thank you, God, for giving us wisdom and giving us knowledge and giving us understanding, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for expansion, God. We want to thank you, God, for growth, oh, God. We want to thank you, God, for our leaders, Master Prophet and Prophet to Deborah Jordan, God. We want to thank you, God, for giving them creativity, God, and helping us and teaching us, oh, God, as you would have them to teach us, oh, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for uniting us as one, God, and we learning and we growing and we knowing how to become one in you, oh, God. We thank you, God, for letting us be your mouthpiece, God, for we are a blessing, oh, God, and not a curse, oh, God. We want to thank you, God, for all that you have done, God. We want to thank you, God, for your healing, grace, and power, God, your strength that you give us, God. And we want to thank you, God, for making us above and not beneath, making us the head and not the tail, God. And we want to thank you, God, for we also want for multiplying us and sending us blessings, oh God, in your holy name, God. And thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And whoever rise us in judgment, you shall condemn, oh God. And thank you, God, for preparing a table in the presence of our enemies, preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies, oh God. We want to give you our honor and praise, God, that it's your way and not our ways, in your holy and wonderful, wonderful name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy, and thank you for this new day that you have made, Sunday, May 21st, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And we thank you, God, for this time of meeting for prayer. Oh, God, we thank you that we're able to start our day with prayer. God, I love you and I praise you, God, and I thank you, Father, for your loving kindness and for your tender mercy, God, to all of us. I thank you for the Master Prophet and for Prophetess Deborah and their vision, God, for this company of prophets and for globalizing the prophetic and for drawing people to come and pray, God. And thank you for each and every person on the line, God. I lift them up to you, Lord. You know each and every person on the line and what their needs are, God. And I ask you to grant them the desires of their heart, fulfill their every desire, God, as they continue to serve you and as they continue to seek you out for prayer, God. And I thank you for each and every prophet on the line, God. I ask you to bless the home, God. And I thank you even for your elderly prophets, God, and your people, and I ask you to bless them in a mighty way. And I thank you for your healing of those who are in need of healing, J.R., and look upon Prophetess Glenda Friedman and her time of bereavement, God. And I just thank you, God, for your loving kindness, God, and for saving us, God, and for teaching us, Lord. And thank you for the teachings on the Holy Spirit, God. It's so good, God. I just thank you. Thank you, God. Praise
name. Amen. Amen. Next prophet.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks.
And we give you praise, Father, Lord, knowing unto you, Lord, shall the gathering of the people be. And we decree and declare, Father, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. We thank you for your strength, Father. You're imparting unto us even this night to continue to soar upon eagle's wing, knowing that, Father, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We shall mount up with wings as easily. We shall run and not grow weary, Father, and walk and not faint. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, to teach us the number of days that we continue to apply our hearts unto wisdom. Let your wisdom be imparted unto us, my God, with all purity that proceeds from the great and Solomon. Let your anointing, Lord, flow in our lives, my God. Even, Lord, the leading Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, the leading lady, Pastor and Prophet, the Deborah Jordan, Father, that you appoint, Lord, your anointing, you appoint your unction of the supernatural increase, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your favor resting upon, Father, every member of Zoe, Father, and the families, my God, even Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan and Prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, Father, your strength. You rejuvenate in their spirit continually. Strengthen the ankle bones, strengthen their knees, strengthen their hands. That continue to be lifted up in victory, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and praise, Father, for your angels encamping around about us and your blood covering every family member, Father, of the Barron and the Jordan family, my God. Zoe Ministry families, my God, company of prophet, Father. You are expanding your angels to encamp round about us. And your angels might bring a mighty deliverance and restoration. You are the restorer of the bridge, Father. And we decree prosperity in the lives of your people. And be glorified tonight, we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Next prophet.
Amen. Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you, Father God, because we know that this is the day that you have made, Father God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, right now we thank you, Father God, and we lift up each and every prayer request, Father God, and we decree and declare it done, Father God, even now, Father God, in advance. Father God, right now we lift up even our leaders, Father God, and Archbishop, Master Prophet, Father God, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God. We thank you, Father God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for new strength, Father God, and the divine hand of protection, Father God, that you have even over Pastor Mary Berry and Father God, and Mother Mary Jordan, Father God. We thank you for divine hand of protection, Father God, and safety, Father God. Father God, we thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, even inside of the lives of your people, Father God. Father God, we thank you for touching each and every pastor, Father God, each and every bishop, Father God. We thank you for touching each and every minister, each and every reverend, Father God, and each and every prophet, Father God. We thank you for touching the company of prophets, Father God. Father God, we lift up even now the Clark family, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for divine healing, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for divine healing even around Prophetess Glenda Freeman, Father God. We thank you for touching her and her family, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for divine hedge of protection, Father God, that you have over our lives, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even inside of our businesses. Father God, we thank you for elevation in this season, Father God. Father God, we thank you for touching our relationships, Father God. We thank you for divine healing, Father God, even inside of our physical bodies. Father God, we thank you for touching us, Father God, even from the top of our heads, Father God, to the bottom of our feet, Father God. We thank you for touching our families, Father God. We thank you for keeping, Father, even our children, Father God, and keeping, and Father God, even the company that they keep, Father God, in the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we thank you because you give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that death is swallowed up in victory, and you wipe away tears from off of our faces, Lord God, for you have borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Father God, you're the God of all comforts, and we speak comfort and healing for those who are in bereavement at this time, Father God. We lift them up and we strengthen them, Lord God. We speak courage and we speak peace to them, Lord God, a relief from the sorrow and the pain, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that your presence be felt and experienced in a new way during this time, Father God. For in you, O God, is greatness and the power and the glory and majesty, Lord God. And you have the wherewithal, Lord God, to touch where no one can touch, to heal and comfort where no words can bring the relief, Lord God. And we ask, Lord God, for your mighty hand to be present with those who are bereaving at this time. Father God, and we ask you, Lord God, to strengthen our Archbishop, strengthen Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Lord, we bless them and we strengthen them. We undergird them in this season. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand being felt and shown on their behalf. Lord God, we stand in agreement as we push back the enemy and bind the hand of their adversary. We bind and overthrow the works of darkness, every negative prayer prayed against them. Lord, we cancel it and reroute it and send it back to the sender even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up every family member that's represented on this call. We break the power of the enemy and we destroy every generational curse, Lord God. We destroy bondage and every yoke of debt. We cancel debt, Lord God. We cancel lack and poverty and sickness and disease because you have redeemed us from the curse of the law. We are redeemed from poverty, sickness, and spiritual death, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, that you release your people that they may worship you. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And we command your power to be experienced in every area of the people of God and our own bloodline in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Next prophet, Prophetess Bethany. Prophetess Bethany. All right, Prophetess.
Yes, Father God, we thank you. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for the opportunity to come before your name and lift your name on high even now, Father God. We thank you for every family, every life that's here on the line even now, Father God. Father, thank you for your protection even now as we come and as we go, Father God. Father, thank you for traveling mercies, Father God. Father God, lead us and guide us in the way that we should go even now, Father God. Allow your wisdom to run and flow through us even now, Father God. Order our steps, Father God. Father, allow peace, love, and happiness to just be bestowed upon us even now. Father, heal those broken hearts, Father. Bring divine help, wholeness, and health for those that are sick even now, Father God. Father, we'll continue to lift your name and praise your name, Father God. Thank you for life. Thank you for love. Thank you for right connections and right relationships even now. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you with clarity. I come to you with peace. I come to you with love. I come to you with your covering and just asking God to cover each and everyone on this midnight prayer call, to cover their families, God, to even visit court cases that some may be battling back and forth with, God, that you'll settle the matter, God. God, I ask that you send your favor into each family's life and each family household, God, everyone that is connected to them, God. Remember them. Remember their seed. Remember their hearts, God. Father God, I give you praise. I give you thanks for your love and all your increases and all your favor you continue to do in my life. God, I ask you to even touch my son and touch my daughters, God, to order their footsteps and touch even every young ones that are around, even our youth, God, to order their footsteps, God, to protect them, God, to protect the young girls that are being taken, just to protect them, God, just to send wisdom, God. Father God, I thank you for even allowing us to be on this midnight call and just to have another breath just to say thank you. And to say we love you, God. Father God, I ask that you cover each and every one of my family members, God, to look over even my husband and his business, God, even in my business, God, and in our work and our everyday work like that. It will be pleasing to you, God, pleasing to your name that we are being able to increase others, God, as we increase, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for the elevation, God. I thank you for the recognition. I thank you for all the things you continue to bring in our lives, God. I thank you, God, because I am rooted in your love, God. I thank you, God, because you have favored each and every one of us, God. I thank you, God, because you have ordered order and ordain our footsteps, God. And I thank you, God, for the journey you have placed us, God. Even though we may not understand it, God, I still say thank you, God. I thank you, God, for even sending your loving angels, God, just to be there in our presence, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for just having you in our lives, God. And when we don't know where to go, I say thank you, God, where you show us where to turn when we can go, when we go left and we go right, that you are always there, God. Father God, I ask that you give us a wonderful Sunday, God, a peaceful and a blessful Sunday. Good news, God, that it will come to us, God, and I thank you, God. Father God, I lift up the Freeman family, God, that your loving arms will be wrapped around them, God. Father God, God, I thank you for all the things you're doing in our lives, and all these things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Father God, we thank you right now. And I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. And Father God, we come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving. And we thank you, Father God, for what you're getting ready to do in advance for your people tonight. And God, I acknowledge my Archbishop, Master Prophet, E. Bernard Jordan, and our First Lady, Pastor Prophet, Deborah Jordan, and their beloved family. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. We thank God for them and their stand, Father God, for your kingdom, and even for the prophetic that they're globalizing all over the world. We plead the blood of Jesus over their precious grandchildren. We thank you, Father God, that you're ordering their steps. And we plead the blood of Jesus over Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan and Prophetess Pastor Mary Barron right now. God, we plead the blood of Jesus. We ask you to strengthen them, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to lift them up and bless them every way that they can imagine, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless their families, God, and we plead the blood of Jesus. We bless every company prophet that is on this line, Father God. I pray for them. And even as James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And Father God, I come to you passionately concerning the prophets here, the people that are on this line, my prophetic family here. I've come to you passionately, God, that you begin to fulfill their every request, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough and divine protection, love, peace, joy, meekness, humbleness, kindness, health, and success into their life. I decree it and declare it over their life right now. And I pray right now for the Clark Plan family. I plead the blood of Jesus over them and even their son. Hasten the healing anointing upon his body, God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And I pray for right now our dear sister, hallelujah, our beloved sister, Prophetess Glenda Freeman and her family. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. Put your angels, encamp your angels all around them in the name of Jesus. Comfort her, God, in the name of Jesus. God, your word says you're the present help in the time of trouble. And Father God, we know that you are there. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, that the Holy Spirit is going before us to make every crooked place straight right now in the name of Jesus and Holy Spirit, and go for our churches in this hour, prevail in our churches and in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for my son Cecil. I plead the blood of Jesus over him. And I thank you, Father God, that you're turning his footsteps and back into your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare a miracle over his life right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, and I give you honor and I give you glory, knowing that it all goes to you, Father God. We decree and declare breakthrough and victory right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Father, we thank you for every word, every request that have been spoken on this call. To you be honor and glory. Father, we thank you, Lord, for every prayer request. We thank you, Lord, for every household that is represented on this call. Father, we just love you and we give your name the praise, the thanks, and the honor. Father, even as we go through this day, Lord, give us favor, Lord. Give us wisdom, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, even as we go and find ourselves in your service and in your house on tomorrow, Lord. Lord, bring about the refreshing, Lord. Lord, open up our ears so that we will hear and our hearts so that we may receive, Father. Father, we pray in the name that in your holy name that your will be done. Father, touch our leaders everywhere, Lord. Anoint them afresh, Father. Give them a fresh word, a word of transformation, a word that will shift situation, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your power will be seen in the house of God, in your holy sanctuary. Father, we thank you, Lord, for safety and protection. Father, cover our children, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over every situation, every circumstance that they may be confronted with in this season. Father, let thy will be done. Father, we thank you for increase in work, increase in financial breakthroughs. We thank you. I just feel increase in the house, increase on those that are seeking you, Father. Father, bless them beyond measure, and let them too begin to say, as the psalmist said of old, that my cup runneth over. Father, fill them unto overflow with your love, with your power, with your presence, and Father, above all, Lord, anoint them, Lord, so they can know without a shadow of doubt that it is you that doing this work. And Father, we be so kept to give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks, Father. Father, we bless every leader on this call. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're anointing them afresh, Father, and you're bringing strength, and you're revitalizing their very being. In the name of Jesus, we remove sickness away from us, Father, because, Father, we are the healed of the Lord, and we give your name the praise and the thanks, now and forever. Amen. Amen. The prophet's name is going to release and decrease so that you can move forward and began to give forth the announcement. And our prayer is that everyone will have a powerful time in the service of the Lord. Find a church to go to if you are not going to a church. And we pray for all the leaders that God will just continue to strengthen them. And when they speak, it will be the mouth of God that will speak through them. So, people of God, I just love you. I rejoice in what God is doing in our life in this season, and I'm rejoicing even the more that God is going to bring change and shift into your situation. Okay. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. We appreciate it, and we love you. All right, Pastor Mascarina, if you can let the people of God know where they can meet you at tomorrow for Sunday service.
Amen. We're here in the Jacksonville, Florida area on the west side. It's 1265 South Lane Avenue, Unit 12 and 13. Yes, that's 1265 South Lane Avenue, Unit 12 and 13. And we're here on the west side of Jacksonville, right off of Lane Avenue. And our service time is at 1230 p.m. until, and can I tell you, when you come into this house, Shekinah International Ministry, expect a miracle, expect transformation, expect a lift, expect, hallelujah, healing and restoration to your life. Expect a word that will cause a literal shift in your situation. Mm-hmm. And you're in a season where you really need to hear from God. We are here at Shekinah International Ministry, have a company of prophets that we speak the word of the Lord with great precision. And can I tell you, it comes forth with clarity, and it causes a shift and a transformation. Again, you're invited, everyone is invited to come to 1265 South Lane Avenue, Unit 12 and 13, here at Shekinah International Ministries on the west side of Jacksonville. And our service time again is at 1230 p.m. God bless each of you. Thank you, Prophetess Naomi Cook. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. All right. Also, we will be having Sunday school starting promptly at 9 a.m. Leadership Sunday school with Archbishop the Master Prophet at 9 a.m. Also with the youth. Our youth from the ages of 12 to 30, they will have their Sunday school going on, and that is at 9 a.m. So definitely you can become for not Sunday school at 9 a.m. Our church service starts at 11 a.m. We go into our church service at 11 a.m. into 4 p.m., and that's at 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street and Riverside Drive, 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street. If you have any questions, you can look on the website and get the information, or you can call 888-831-0434. That number again is 888-831-0434. Is there any other announcements from the company of prophets that needs to be announced? Because we're about to close out right now. Amen. All right. I want to say thank you and God bless, and we'll be back on here by 11:55 p.m.
God bless. Amen.
God bless. Peace and blessings. I love you all. God bless.
Bye-bye.
That's fine.
Good night. Recorded.